This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks, for the Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Look, always good to come before you every Saturday morning. Talk to you about the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world and they get anything out of the program, listen, you can call them. They can pick this program up 24/7. All you need to go to WCNO.com. Get on the internet. WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that. Click on that word on demand and pick any Saturday. And you click on Saturday, you'll see Lifeline. And we have 3 years of teachings on this thing. But you can, if you get anything out of the message, now, if the message helps you, pass the word on to your friend. In other words, just click forward. Just keep the message going. Just help anybody the way you can. I want to talk to you today about a very, very important message called The Wicked One. This evil devil and his demons. I need to cover this because really he's out there. He's out there to eat your lunch. And we just need to be updated at all times on what he's doing. You need to protect yourself from the wicked one. But you know, before I do that, I want to share something with you here. We have a upcoming Power Evangelism Conference coming to Stewart, coming to the shop. And listen, this will be a very great conference. And Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech you, the Lord of harvest, to send out workers into the harvest. In other words, get out into the harvest fields. What Matthew 9:37-38 is saying. Are you the worker Jesus is talking about? Are you the one sent to reap the plentiful harvest that's coming up on the earth today? That's here right now before our eyes. Learn how to talk with people. Learn how to minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with confidence and boldness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Look, this conference will do that for you. We have a couple coming from Atlanta who is in charge of the Zuzu ministry in Atlanta, Matt and Julie Falscraft. They're the directors of the Atlanta Zozo Ministry. And they're coming here Thursday now, this coming Thursday, between 7 and 9 o'clock on the 9th. Friday, 7 and 10. These are in the evenings on the 10th. And Saturday morning from 10 to 5, almost an all-day conference. Look, this is going to be an absolute great conference. It's what we call the Supernatural House of Prayer, or the SHOP. It's at 1764 Northwest Federal Highway. It's very easy to find. All you need to do, if you're coming from Stewart and you cross the Roosevelt Bridge, when you see the racetrack on the right, you'll be exactly right across from it. You'll see that big yellow red tomato sign, hydroponic tomato. You turn in right there, and there we are. And look, it's really easy. If you're coming from like Port St. Lucie, heading south, before you get to the bridge, racetrack will be on your left. You'll see that tomato sign on the right. You turn in there. If you go as far as just to miss the aluminum, you've gone 100 yards too far. You got to watch for this road to go in. But we will be there, 1764 Northwest Federal Highway. Look, this is going to be a great conference. And this couple, they brought it back from last year. Say they're very productive last year. They're going to be productive this year. And look, this is the time. We're in a time, really, when the world is upside down, and everybody knows it. There's nothing more important today than the Lord Jesus for us to evangelize, to get out there and do the work we're called to. And this is really going to be an evangelistic conference, a power evangelism conference that's going to teach you. It's really going to teach you how to witness, how to do the work of the ministry, how to talk to people, how to be a power. So, you know, maybe you just need to update yourself. Maybe you need to be refreshed. Maybe you need to be built up in the things of the Lord. It'll do that for you. But it's really going to teach you how to preach the gospel to people out here on the street or wherever you are, how to really get people into the kingdom. And this is going to be a workshop. These people know this. This is what they do. And they can teach and they can help you. So don't forget, now, Thursday night, set it down, 7 to 9 at the shop. Friday, 7 to 10 at the shop. Saturday, pretty much all day conference from 10 to... And look, we're going to provide childcare for you. And it's going to be a no-cost conference. Of course, we'll be looking for a donation, but no cost, and childcare is going to be provided. And look, you know, one of the things that always impressed me, a verse of scripture that stands out that I probably preach more than verse of scripture in the whole Bible, is I think about this. Jesus spent 3.5 years training his apostles, and they were absolutely with him all the time. They were perfectly trained. They were the real Marines. I mean, these apostles were absolutely ready to go. But nevertheless, in Acts 26:18, Jesus comes back and knocks Paul off of that horse, so to speak, and blinds him. Paul couldn't see a thing before him. And Paul was on his way to persecute the church. And here's what Jesus said to him: Paul, turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Now think about that. Men are in darkness. They're under the power of Satan. Jesus said, Paul, turn men. You know what impresses me so much is he's already trained these apostles, but his heart, see his heart is he comes back again. The last mission on the earth, as far as we know, talking to a man face to face like this. But coming back again to get this message, to drive it home. Paul, turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Can't you hear the urgency in the heart of the Lord Jesus? Can't you hear the final message? This is really the bottom line then. This is really it. This is the bottom line. I'm telling you. And he said to Peter, the last thing Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs. Feed my people. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Look, this is big. This is what he's saying to you today. And this is what you can learn to do at this conference. Really, you can learn to do this. You really can. You can be really updated here. And this is really big. Listen to my message here today. I'm going to talk about the wicked one. I am going to expose him to you. And also, maybe, you know, I know this is without a doubt, because I've been to deliverance ministry for many years. And I've had really battles with the devil. I understand it. I know it. I'm updated. Let me just tell you this. I know without a doubt, there's kids out there and people out there that are just literally messed up. That you know, you just cannot get them straightened out. They need help. If you're bringing to this conference, we have people there. Just ask anybody in authority and ask for help. Ask to get set free. And they'll work it in. At the end of the conference, we always pray for people. They have a team there to help you to get set free. So just come. And if you really need to, if you need to get out of the darkness, you know you're struggling. If you know, listen, if you're not in charge of your life, somebody else is. If you're not in control of somebody else's, that also applies to your children. Come and seek help. Listen to my message and come and get it. But listen, come to this conference and get yourself built up so you can really serve. If you're going to want to serve the Lord, I know what people think in their heart. If you're a real Christian, you're a real man or woman of God, you want to serve the Lord. Everybody does. Well, listen, if you need help, if you need a shot in your arm, so to speak, if you need to be built up, if you need strength, if you need wisdom, if you need help, you come to this power evangelism. It will really help you out. You come now. We're looking forward to seeing you there, okay? Thursday, Friday. All right, let's talk about my message here a minute, all right, okay? Here's what Peter says in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Boy, that's a powerful statement. You know that? That's really powerful. The roaring lion is the devil. Peter says he's your adversary. He's nothing but a liar. You can beat him every time as a Christian with the truth. Peter's the one that said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? Think about that, would you? Why has Satan filled your heart? To lie to the Holy Ghost. Peter knew the roaring lion, and that he's a liar. Couple here. He's also out to devour you and your loved ones. Like he did Ananias. I'm going to share these spirits with you now. I know this is really way out there, but every word I speak, so help me God, truth. I mean, really, I'm just trying to show you something here that can help you out. And people, you know, the devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He gets by with everything. He's out here, got the world turned upside down, and no one blames him. Always finding someone else to blame. But I want to show you something that happened to me. It's been many years ago. I first got saved. I have been saved in days, weeks at the most. I'm in a little Southern Baptist church. We never give the devil one thought. We never thought about him being real or anything like that. You know, just a name, kind of just a figure of speech. And this is really big. I want you to listen to it. I'm getting annoyed with a person in my own house and just discussion, Bible discussion. But it was like over the Word of God, over the Word. And I was brand new, and I was on fire for the Lord. I mean, I was really trying to learn and grow. I was hungry for the Lord. I'd come out of a bad situation. I was a hurting man. I'd got radically saved, so I'm just preaching Jesus all the time to everybody. And I said, well, let's pray about it. And the person agreed. Remember this. This person agreed to pray with me. Went downstairs. I had a den, and I had, in my den, I had a footstool about 18 inches round. That's where I got my prayer time in. I would get down on my knees and put my elbows on that footstool, and that's where I pray. We got on that footstool, this person on one side, me on the other. We're like 18 inches apart. Our face is probably 10 inches apart. I just began to pray, put my hands up, and just began to praise the Lord. And the person said, stop, he don't want you to praise him. Well, I'm new, and I'd heard from the Lord already, so I had no reason whatsoever to question this person. I just stopped praising. When I did that, this person, before my very eyes, this is so help me God, as I sit here today in the presence of the Lord, this is absolutely true, this person's face changed completely before my very eyes. This person's eyes went to a beautiful blue, to perfect round yellow, with a red streak running up and down, up and down. It was absolutely amazing. I saw eyes change. I saw a face change. At the same time, this person's hand shot forth into my stomach, into my gut, with shape as a pistol, and put great pressure. I mean, my stomach was sore for a week. Great pressure. I mean, far more strength than a normal person would have into my gut. And then this person went off in a cold, hard tongue, like I've never heard before, and never heard since in all my life. It was like a machine gun, loud, boisterous, fearful, awful. I mean, it rattled off just like a machine gun. It was absolutely perfect. Perfect fear, perfect cold, perfect hard, but perfect. Just went on forever, and I remember looking at the stairs to see if I thought I could run without being overpowered. I was too scared to run. I had never been around anything like this. I had never heard a teaching on demons or casting out demons or knew that we could. I mean, I was completely and totally ignorant. I'm sitting there full of fear. I didn't know what to do. And this person went on with this cold, hard tongue so long until the person had no life left. I mean, the devil took this person as far as you could take a person and still live. In fact, I thought the person was dead. They fell over on the footstool. Just fell over on that footstool. And I'm there trying to just, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just fearful. I don't know what to do. But I'm there. And after a while, this person just raised up and was absolutely, perfectly normal. Absolutely, perfectly normal. And I said, what did he say? And the person said, he just said, you stand accused. Now, this person was perfectly normal, and this person was in church the next Sunday, back in this little Baptist church with a choir robe on. This person actually taught Sunday school. I know this is a weird story, but this is one of many. The Lord told me, I'm teaching you this. He took me behind the scenes, and I experienced all these things. This is only one visitation from the devil, so I can help you. I'm here to help you today with the authority, with the wisdom, with the power of the living God, to tell you you need to get free. And to tell you, the devil is out there. If your family's messed up, listen, I'm telling you, if your family's messed up, the devil is out there killing, stealing, and destroying. Now listen, this person was a Christian. Now, I know that shakes a lot of people, but I'm going to explain that to you real quick. If you're born again, washed in blood, your spirit is born again, you're a brand new child, he cannot touch you. You be a Christian and start going to the bars. You be a Christian and start messing with drugs. You be a Christian and start getting involved in moral life. And I'll tell you right now, he will eat your lunch. You put your body out there in the world. You put your thinking out there in the world. And I tell you right now, he can devour you. He can hurt you. You're born again. He can't touch your spirit. If you put that flesh out there, he can bite on it. I want to tell you that for sure. In fact, I know, believe it or not, this is an unreal story. This person was perfectly normal. And This person did not get set free for about 40 days. The reason why I knew all this, I was involved in this deliverance. Me and a Southern Baptist, a little Southern Baptist preacher, got this person delivered about 40 days after this experience. All the time, the person's in church, the demon's still in the person, perfectly normal, you would never know it. I'm just trying to tell you how Satan can operate. That's why he is called an angel of light. An angel of light. Look, if you really need help, and you pretty much know you might be under attack, show up at the shop, Supernatural House of Prayer, and these fellows will help you. You just tell them you have a need. You have a need. They'll find people can pray for you and get you set free, okay? Look, the devil is no match for you, the spirit-filled child of God. In fact, he's been defeated already. The Lord Jesus defeated him. He knows he's defeated, but the devil also knows that you don't know it. And that is unless you know the truth, that you're loved, empowered, and precious in the sight of God. He absolutely can bounce you around like a basketball unless you really know who you are in the Lord. Let me talk to you about the order and structure of demons. This is a very important message. Now, Satan operates in what I call an unholy trinity. There are three major demon spirits that all other demon spirits seem to have tentacles attached to. Pay close attention now. They're insecurity, inferiority, and the accuser of the brother. All demon spirits travel this road to get to you. All. This is no doubt about it. This is where it's all rooted, right here. All demonic problems are rooted here. Show me a person with these issues, and I'll show you a person that's listening to the roaring lion. If you fit that category, then Satan has a green light to your life. Insecurity, inferiority, the accuser of the brother. And I have met the accuser of the brother personally. I really have. Now, this is the picture of his powerful, unholy government. Because of our fallen nature from the sin of Adam, many are still dealing with childhood damage in adult life. The accuser is always there to help you to be miserable. Watch for signs now concerning you and members of your family. Are you and your loved ones a target? I want you to think about that. I'm trying to tell you, every problem we have in the world, sickness, disease, disaster, destruction of families, all is the work of the wicked one, the wicked devil. Remember what Jesus told Paul? Listen, Jesus is already in heaven. The devil's still here. But Jesus wouldn't come back and say to Paul, Paul, turn man from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Listen, the power of Satan's here. It will be here till Jesus returns. But look, you can live a victorious life, and you can get your family set free. The demon's job is to keep you in that position forever. The root demons now of insecurity, inferiority, and the accuser of brethren has tentacles to demons of depression, oppression, fear, rejection, rebellion, unforgiveness, lust, drunkenness, drugs, alcohol, pornography, lying. That's the stronghold for the devil. Lying, suicide, the occult, procrastination, the homosexuality, and so on. You can just keep going down. If it's not God, it's the devil. Think about that. If it's not God, it's either good or evil. If it's not God, it's the wicked one. He'll give you the card he wants you to hold. He's really sharp at this. I'll tell you, he is. Remember what I saw? I saw a person perfectly, 100% possessed. The Lord took me into the school to teach me. And then that same person is still with the demon in him. Perfectly, absolutely normal, and in church with a cardboard boy. Don't forget that. The devil will give you the card he wants you to hold. Now, if you have insecurity, inferiority working in your life, it's a playground for the devil. The accuser then can work other demon spirits into your situation at his will. He'll find the one that fits you best. However, these are just tools now. Just tools. Failure is a tool the devil loves. Failure to him is like gas on fire. When you feel like a failure, that gives the accuser the green light. Get out of the fire, my friend. Oh, my Lord, he's out there. After you. After your loved one. His best work is when he has you down, beaten, and accusing yourself. Or in conflict with yourself. This is the devil's playground. Stay out of his standby. Many never find significance because of insecurity. Inferiority, the accuser of the brother. We need to understand that the demon spirit should not lead us, because we're led by the Spirit of the living God. However, demons will always try to help direct your life. Look, get free. Get out of the fire. Look, if you're having issues in this area, email me. Gmail.com. Try Lifeline. It's one word, T-O-R, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'm going to do a series here, three or four teachings on this subject. I probably won't get finished with this today. And I send out a teaching about twice a month, and nothing's attached to it. I don't do a newsletter. I don't ask for money. I just simply send you the teaching. So if you really want to really understand this and how it works, I'm going to do three or four messages. Email me. Email me, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'll be more than glad to set you up and take care of you, okay? I get it to you. And listen, insecurity, not sure of anything, not feeling safe, always looking for someone or somebody out there to hold on to. You grab a hold of the wrong thing, looking for security. You lie about anything and hope to make something work for you. Dad, mom, keep an eye out for your kids. Watch for signs of insecurity in their life. Drunkenness, drugs, fear of the occult, really about you. It's all about you trying to hide you. That's what it really is. If you're out there with all these issues, it's because you don't know who you are. You're really trying to hide you. It never works. Because wherever you go, my friend, there you are. Look, come show up here at this Power Evangelism Conference and really learn how to help other people get free. You know, I've been, I'm a guy, I have good prayer life every day, and I've been seeking the Lord, and it seems like for the last month, I've been praying every day, Lord, how can I help people? How can I rescue more people? How can I turn men from darkness to light? How really can I get people set free? I see slews of people on their way to a burning hell. What can I do? Can I help? Well, look, come to this Power Evangelism Conference and get powered up and really learn how to evangelize and build yourself up. Hey, build yourself up. Make yourself strong. Make yourself a bit. You know, that's what the Lord really wants us all to do. You know, that's our calling. Really. If you're in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're a son and a daughter, this is what the Lord desires for all of us. Go out and turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Perfect the saints. Edify the body of Christ. Do the work of the ministry. We really need this power of evangelism, of course, because you learn how to do this. Come on and get help now. Remember this, it's the shop. The shop, as simple as that, the shop, Supernatural House of Prayer. This coming Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. This coming Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Saturday almost all day, 10 to 11. 1764 North Federal Highway, right across from Red Racetrack. When you see that big yellow and red tomato sign, hydroponic tomato sign, you turn them right there and there you'll be. And look, if you have a problem, fine. I have a phone number for you. 772, call the shop, 772. It's local. 932-9555. Let me tell you again, 932-9555. 932-9555. Child care provided. It's a no-cost conference. Come. Come get filled up. Come and learn. Come and learn to be an evangelist yourself. Come and learn to do the work of this, what the Lord wants us to do. Come on. And listen, if you're out there now and you have any issues in your life, any needs whatsoever, hurting in your body, maybe you're under attack. Maybe you have children under attack. Maybe you just need somebody to pray for you today to help you to get free. Give me a call here. Excuse me. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990. Out of town. 888-221-8990, local, 221-1100. Give me a call. Be more than glad to pray for you. Look, the Lord wants you free. The Lord wants you prosperous. The Lord wants you powered up. The Lord wants you full of His presence. The Lord wants you filled with the Holy Spirit and power. Give me a call. If you have any needs whatsoever, I'll be glad to fight with you, stand with you, pray for you. Look, inferiority. You ever feel like you have inferiority working in your life? Listen, inferiority. Always feeling like you come up short. Something's always missing. Just has to be more in life than this. And I hate this world. I wish I'd never born. I wish I was dead, always restless. Look, depression, oppression, procrastination, gay lifestyle. Listen, down all other problems. Just not anchored down like you need to be. I'm telling you, the devil is a wicked, absolute wicked devil that's out to destroy your life. Your problems outnumber your solutions. The enemy then goes to work on you. Demons bind, blinds you, tell you that you cannot see your way out. Then the accuser but tells you all about you and your problems continually. You know, definitely put the right but wrong person, listen to this, in your life just in time for his plan to work. You may have him working in your life now. Remember, the devil can match you up. He really can. And he can twist minds. Look, he's a wicked enemy. I just want to tell you, seek the Lord with all your heart. I just want to tell you who you are. You know, you can defeat the devil every day. He's already defeated. He knows that. But he knows that for the most part you don't know it. Take authority of it. Take your proper place. Take your proper place, okay? He's a coward. He fears you, actually, but you don't know that. But he does. He knows. He fears you. He really does. You stand up and take your proper place as a child of God, he'll get out of your way real quick. Look, don't forget this. Insecurity, inferiority. Listen, it's always the work of the wicked when he's out to hurt you, to destroy you, to bring your life down. Give us a call here today. Let us help you. If you have any problems, any issues in your life, and you feel like you need to be set free, give us a call. I'd be more than glad to pray for you for any situation. 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Look, if you're struggling with drug issues, anything in your life, make it to this conference, would you? We really will help you here. You can get help. Come, don't forget now, Evangelistic Conference, Matt and Judy, Fargraph, from Atlanta, Zozo Ministries, coming into Stewart. This coming Thursday will be 7 to 9 p.m. Friday will be 9 to 10 p.m. or 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday, practically all day, 10 to 11. Look, they're going to really teach you how to evangelize, how to help people. They're going to help you grow in this area. And this is what the Lord wants us to do. Turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. This is what you can learn to do at this conference. Listen, this is really going to be a great work of the Lord. You come and you get filled up. You get strengthened up yourself. Get yourself built up in your most holy faith. And get prepared. We're living in trying times. The Lord needs you. The Lord, if you're a member of the body of Christ, the Lord needs you right there today. If you're not a member, you can give me a call. Hey, I'll tell you how to get saved today. Simple as that. All you have to do, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. Come. Look, we need help in the ministry. We really do. We really need support. Send us a check. Whatever you can. We don't care what it is. Whatever you can do, but help us support the ministry. We need to pay for the work of the ministry. Help us out here. We don't take any of it personally. We're just trying to pay the bill. It's Lifeline. Box 1703, Chisholm Beach, 34958. Lifeline. Box 1703. Jensen Beach, 34958, or email us at BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com, or Try Lifeline. Just email us at TryLifeline@gmail.com. Send us a check. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, Jesus loves you. I just want you to know that today. You're really loved. Maybe I tell you today you don't feel loved, but look. Jesus loves you every day regardless of how you feel, regardless of how you look, regardless of what you think, because God is love. He can't be nothing else but love, and he has an abundance of love for you today. You just need to know that. You know that you're loved. Don't forget, stay always. Just know that. Get into the Word of God. Build yourself up in the presence of the Lord. God loves you. Look, give us a call here now. If you need help, we'll be here for a while if you need help. But please help support the ministry, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. God bless you. We're going to see you again next week. God bless you. God take care of you. Just trust him. Learn to trust the Lord in everything that you do. Seek the Lord with all your heart. He's there for you. God bless you now. We'll see you again next week. All right.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.